Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. Oh, 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 oh.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Merry Christmas and welcome to this, the Merry Little Podcast. My name is Jeff Westover, and I am the lead countdown freak at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com, where we have been celebrating Christmas online together forever and ever and ever and ever. And seriously, for as long as I can remember now, Leon Day has been a thing. I've searched high and low, but I cannot find anything that gives me a source to spout about when Leon Day began and who started it. Leon Day, as you might well know, is the 24th and 25th of June, a day that marks the halfway point to Christmas. It's called Leon Day because it is Noel spelled backwards, and it takes a full 6 months to turn Leon around. We know this is an internet thing, but ever since I started with Christmas Online some 27 years ago, I have never not known about Leon Day. Leon Day is a milestone, one of the biggest milestones, perhaps, in the countdown to Christmas. Christmas, you see, is something people cannot wait to happen.
Christmas is coming, Christmas is coming, Christmas is coming, Christmas is coming, Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming, Christmas is coming, Christmas is coming, Christmas is coming, Christmas is coming, Rudolph is coming, Rudolph is coming, Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming, Christmas is coming, Christmas is coming, Christmas is coming, Christmas is coming.
If you Google the term Leon Day, you won't find much about Christmas. What you'll find are links to a famous old-time ball player by the name of Leon Day. In researching the origins of the Christmas kind of Leon Day, you might find some association with the term Christmas in July. We don't know why that would be. Christmas in July, well, is in July. Leon Day is clearly an observance that falls in June. In fact, for some, it isn't just a day, it's 2 days. It's the 24th and the 25th of June. The 24th marking 6 months to Christmas Eve, and the 25th marking 6 months to Christmas Day. Why the big celebration of a, well, natal hump day, you could call it? Well, actually, the idea is older than you think. Christmas has always been a long-anticipated event. Perhaps one of my most favorite historical facts about Christmas is that it was long prophesied before the birth of Christ. This fact, in my view, makes the story of Joseph and Mary that much sweeter. The coming of Christ was taught to them from their earliest ages. They may not have had a countdown as we do today, but it was an event that was talked about for generations, long before they were ever born. Isaiah, an Old Testament prophet who came along some 700 years or so before Christ, is given the most credit for the story of Christmas before Christ and the modern music of Christmas. From Handel, who wrote Messiah, to modern artists such as Peter Hollins, the words of Isaiah have long been used in terms of Yuletide anticipation. Now, anytime I bring up the Bible, I get emails from people out there telling me to hush, that Christmas is now just a nice secular holiday that shouldn't be made controversial by my repeated references to God and religion. Well, put down your keyboards, kids. You're about to get a little lesson in science and history. And, oh, Isaiah as well. It was just February of this year in a very famous worldwide media announcement that Hebrew University archaeologists disclosed that they had discovered for the first time ever physical, verifiable artifacts dating back to the time of Isaiah, and in fact declared that they had found a seal impression that they believe belonged to Isaiah himself. Dr. Elliot Mazar said the artifact was found among the along the southern wall of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and that it was all explained in the massive March through June issue of Biblical Archaeology Review. The prophet Isaiah was famous for a lot of things, but the two things he was most famous for was his detail in predicting the advent of Christ and the fact that Christ will come again a second time. Of course, Isaiah was Jewish, as was Jesus Christ. But the idea of advent, of anticipation, of preparing, of, yes, even counting down to the arrival of the celebration of Christ is a very, very ancient idea. The very word advent means coming and anticipation. In some ways, it follows along with the sentiments expressed in this well-known and beloved secular Christmas song.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10.
Advent and the traditional anticipation of Christmas was bound to morph into something the internet would define in its unique way. That unique thing is called Leon Day, a day not associated with anything spiritual. It merely marks the halfway mark to Christmas, and as perhaps we should have expected, it is evolving into an event unto itself. Earlier this month, a petition was launched at change.org asking the President of the United States and Congress to consider making Leon Day a national holiday. We kid you not. What follows now is a conversation we had by phone with the creator of that petition. Joining us now in a Merry Little Podcast exclusive is the petition creator, Mr. Justin Reith of Wisconsin. Justin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Is your last name really Reith?
Well, yes, but it's pronounced Rafe with a long A. Everybody kind of gets that wrong.
Sorry about that. How long have you been aware of Leon Day?
Oh, forever, it seems. I celebrate it every year. It's a pretty big day on my calendar.
Well, why? What happens for you on that day?
Well, that's traditionally when I begin to work on a new light display for my house. We've been doing that for some time. We have anywhere from 150,000 to 400,000 lights we put up on the house, and we do a big show. It's synchronized to music. That takes a long time to do, and I begin on Leon Day to get things started.
Okay, so that's what you do. What about the others in your home or family? Are they celebrants of Leon Day as well?
Yeah, my wife likes to start her stuff around that time. She makes candles and pot holders and things, and that's about the time she heads out to Hobby Lobby and places like that to begin her projects.
Is this a hard deadline in your house? I mean, do you actually wait until June 25th on these things, or can you begin this stuff on Memorial Day weekend or sometime in August or whatever?
Well, funny you mentioned that. We wait now. It was something that kind of upset things before. If we started too early, my wife thought I devoted too much time to the stuff I like to do for Christmas, and so a few years back we decided to kind of circle it on the calendar as our date to go ahead and start with the Christmas stuff. You know, I don't know if that happens to other people, but it did for us, and over time that date kind of came to mean something.
Well, so why the petition, Justin? Do we really need another holiday on the calendar?
Well, I think we do. June has nothing we get a day off for. I mean, there's Flag Day, but you don't get the day off for that. That doesn't feel right to me. Taking time to recognize that Christmas is coming and, you know, for people to celebrate in ways that are different than the way they celebrate it in December sounds like a cool idea to me.
What do you mean?
Well, in December, we have cold and snow. Not everybody does, I know. And people, you know, go caroling still. They see plays and ballets and stuff. Maybe they go ice skating. Having a halfway holiday means they can set up a Christmas tree on the beach, or maybe have a Christmas meal of ribs and corn. I don't know. a little Christmas in June could make it a little more diverse. Maybe make s'mores with hot cocoa, I don't know. I think it would introduce a whole new flavor and all kinds of new traditions to Christmas.
Do you think this is going to catch on, Justin? Can you see television and stores and people really getting behind this?
Well, I think people are already behind it. The media is going to hate it because they hate everything about Christmas, but who cares about them?
Okay, Justin, do you have a website for this where people can learn more about the petition?
No, we're relying on word of mouth and goodwill through social media and the like. You know, if you like the idea, Google it or search it at change.org, and, well, maybe it will happen.
Better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list.
Well, whether you believe in Leon Day or not, there is no doubting that Christmas is on the way. We will, once again, be celebrating it not only on June 24th and 25th, but also all during the month of July as we kick off the 2018 season with activities both traditional and new. Join us at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com for an annual event we call Be Santa, where our Premier members select newbies to the forums and gift them with random Premier memberships to the Merry Forums. Premier memberships are normally paid for, and the proceeds go to supporting our year-round Christmas radio station and in financing Santa's sleigh, our collective little charitable effort to bring Christmas to a few folks in need each year. But we use the month of July to give memberships to new members who dig in and who become active with us. Come on by, make some new friends, and who knows, maybe you too will be gifted with a Premier membership that gives you free access to commercial-free Christmas radio and our archive of the Merry Podcast, more than 60 one-hour-long episodes of Christmas merriment. July is also when we begin our holiday exchanges, the Christmas card and Christmas ornament exchange, both events being exclusive as well to our Premier members. Of course, there's always the great talk of Christmas, and you'd be surprised at how many are really Christmasing in July. For all of us at the Merry Forums, this is Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.